middle of the Kontrasachron of David's Midas Kodesh Lahu. So we explained earlier that this idea that it's Midas Hayuli was the idea that he was rejoicing and saying the Torah is a song, and that was because of the realization that all the world and all of its multitude of creations are really next to nothing relative to one point of the Torah, because since if you do one mitzvah with one particular wrong, you're not mamshech all the chayis for all the worlds. If you do it right, you're mamshech chayis all the worlds. So you see how all the chayis that you see in everything in existence is really of no value next to one dikduk, which is from the Ein Sof, it comes from the Emek Machshavtei. So that gave him sort of rejoicing his heart when he had troubles. At least he can sit in the Torah and he connects with such a powerful level. The Alter Rebbe is going to explain now, but that's not really the most greatest level, because that's a level which is connected to the world, which means you come to it because you see that all the world is living from the Eibishter. But there's a level in the Ein Sof which is beyond, separated from the world, which is much higher than that Zemiris. That's a level of the Ein Sof itself. Ah, says the Alter Rebbe weiter, Mashoho, Yomishtabach. This that he was praising with the praise of the Torah, with this advantage, and he said, then I shall say he was punished. So why was he punished? Seems like a pretty high level. Why was he punished for that? Hashem says to him, you're calling them songs. So he says, "Mishum shabemes," because the truth is, "Malos azu disadvantage." Kol ha'ilum is b'tein legabe digdukechem menu, that all the worlds are subjugated relative to one particular of the halacha. This praise, himibchinas achoraim shaleim kamachshove. That's the hind part of the depth of the machshove. The Eibishter's machshove. There is the achoraim and there is the pnimis. The achoraim of the Eibishter's machshove is that he vitalizes all the worlds and he gives them. That level that David HaMelech was talking about was only the level of achoraim. Was the back. As it's written elsewhere in the name of the Arizal, Dari of blessed memory, on the saying of our sages of blessed memory. Over there they say, Noiv leis chokhma shalemailo toira. Noiv leis chokhma, meaning the leftover of the chokhma of above, is toira. Which means that's the level in toira which is considered the noiv leis chokhma. Just like on the tree you have like little grapes, or the noiv, those are the small pieces. So that's the achoraim, that's the back of toira. That's not really what the Torah really is. Avol pnimis shebe'emek. What is the inner of the depth of the Torah? This is chetzer shu pnimis haTorah. What is the real, the inner thing of Torah? Him yuchedes legamri be'edin so baruch hu amluz b'batachas ha'yichid. That's united totally with the infinite blessed light, which is dressed in the Torah with total unity. Torah has in itself the Ein Sof, not the chayis of the world, but it has mamash the Ein Sof. When you measure things relative to the blessed Esof, so then all the worlds are of no substance and they're totally nothing. So there is really no world. It's not like measuring the world getting high. There is nothing. There's no existence. Just like you were from before, you were before the world created and you're afterwards created, meaning there's no change. There's no shaykhs. Bilkoch, gam lipnimis ha-toyro, just like the Eibishter, the Ein Sof, is not connected to the world, so we should not praise the Torah with its connection to the world. Gam lipnimis ha-toyro, ein l'shabcho klal, bithilos chayis kol olamos. We shouldn't praise the world, the Torah. Oh, the Torah is, it's the life force of all the worlds. It's much higher than the life force of all the world. The world is non-existent next to it, because it's the level of the Ein Sof is miyuchadit. Machad lelei mamash chashibi, because it's considered like no substance. Ubipchinis pnimi yuso, so what is in the level of the pnimius of Torah, the essence of the Torah? Einis simchas levav enesh v'shashuv. It's not the rejoicing of the heart of humans and the plague for the humans. Elokav yochol simchas lev v'shashuv v'lachosh baruch. This is, so to speak, the rejoicing of the heart and the play of the king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemishtar Sveyabo. He is the one that plays with the Torah. It's his. Like Ki Alikim Haven Darka says in Yiv Hashem knows its way. He knows its place and its greatness by knowing himself, so to speak. Like we say, who v'daita echad. So he knows the Torah. Abu Nelma Meinu Kol Chai. But from the Nelma, further in the pasuk over there in Yiv, it says that it is hidden from the eyes of all living things. We don't have a grasp really in that level of the Torah because this is totally beyond our level. That ponai, my pnimius, you can't see the hainu bechinas pnimius. That meaning the inner of Torah that we can't see, as it says the name of the Rizal. And this is why the pasuk says, I am going to be by him, by Hashem. I'm going to be a plaything for Hashem. Etzle davke. Or the other pasuk says, Misachekes lefonov. It plays before him lefonov davke. The hainu bebchinas pnimiyusa. This is the level of pnimiyus. The level of pnimiyus, the Torah is much higher than the world, much higher than the chayis of the world. It's a connection with the Eibishter, with the Ein Sof itself. Now here we're saying that from that highest level of Torah, that level of Torah that actually comes down to the people from the highest level of Torah, not just the chitzonis level of Torah, what David HaMelech said, but it's the inner of Torah comes down. Because Vazeh Omar ve'eye etzloi omu. So in the pasuk it seems like the Torah is saying, I was by Hashem a craft. So in other words, this is like something connected to Hashem, as we said before, it was etzloi. But the translation we say with it, Al Tikra Amun Elo Oimen. Vahi Oimen as Hadassah. What does it mean? That means that they were training and giving over, raising. Vahi Oimen as he raised Hadassah, which means that the Torah raises us. It's something which the Hebrew has given over to the Yid. Vabchinas. So that is the pnimis of Torah. V'abchinas achorayim omar. And with regards to the outer level of Torah, over there we say, misachekes b'tevel artzoi v'shashui es b'nei odom. That it plays b'tevel artzoi with the b'nei odom. So he says, basically, the Torah has two levels, the Torah itself. The Torah has the pnimis and it has the chitzonis. And the chitzonis is the chayis of the world, as we learned, and the pnimis is the Eisof, which is much higher for the world. Ki ha-toyre nitno b'chinas pono v'ocher. Torah was given both with the pnimis and also the ocher, the back, which means the inner and the ocher. Ki diksiv b'megilas ofa de Zecharia. As it says about that megillah ofa, which it says in Zecharia, v'hiksuv pono v'ocher. It was written pono v'ocher in the front, in the back, so there was two sides to that megillah. Since David, he grabbed hold in the back, because he called it Zmiris, the word Lechach Nenesh, B'shikha. That's why he was punished with forgetting Habo Mibchinas Achorayim. That comes from Lechachorayim. When you have the Pnimius, you don't forget, it's part of you, so that you can't forget that, that becomes nullified. If he only had the outer part of Torah, that brings the forgetting, because it's not really united with you. So therefore he forget. And for temporarily at that time he forgot Mashikosuf, Avoidus Akoidish Alayim, because if you saw what the Pasuk says, that the holy work is upon them, you have to carry it on your shoulder. What does it mean you have to carry on the shoulder? The way, what did you carry on the shoulder? You had the Luchas, and they were in the Aron, right? And the Aron was carried on the shoulder with the sticks, was carried on the shoulder. What it means conceptually, the Luchas himself, he's going to say, they don't have Ponim V'Ocher. Over there is just Ponim. That's the level of the Luchas, because it says, Mishnei V'Rehem, they were done on both sides. So there was no back and front to the Luchas. They were all, any side you read it, you can see the Luchas over there. So the idea of Bakosif Yisoh is that you have to, the Kosif is the shoulder. You carry with the shoulder means that you have to connect the back, the shoulder, the back, together with the pnimis, you have to carry the luchas, and you have to bring it to the pnimis. For a minute, he forgot that connection, it seems, and that's why he was missing out on the part. Now, if you carry on the shoulder, Uliyached es aksofayim, that is, to unite and to connect and to unite the shoulders, shem bichinas achorayim, el avoydes hakoydesh, to the holy service. What is one? Hi chokhme ilo, we're talking about the level of chokhme ilo bichinas ponim, which is the level of ponim, shem shom nimshichu, from the bichinas ponim, from there comes haluch shebarim. Luchas in the Arun comes from the level of ponim, from the ponimis, k'meshe kosuv, k'suvim mishnei evereyim. They were written on both sides, chulu, k'meshe kosuv yirshalmi dishkolim, as said yirshalmi dishkolim, shaloi hoisim b'chines ponim v'ochar ayinshom. Over there was no such thing as front and back, it was all ponim, it was only ponim. And avodas hakodesh means that you have to keep the kosuv connected to avodas hakodesh. And that's why there was the level of shikha. But the bottom line is, these are the two levels, and the higher level in Torah, the Pnimis of Torah, is not only that it's the highest of all the Olamas, but they suck with the Olamas are Bechlal, not Lechashivah.